All right, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Ferguson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. We got a pretty small one tonight. First things first, we got a little super fun update from our folks at DEQ and EPA. Kick you right off of your lead us off, like the Ricky Henderson of this meeting.
Update, not a whole lot going on, except I did hear from the Army Corps of Engineers and our contracting go figure has been delayed. I can almost predict this. So we're pushed out at least until this month. We were hoping to have a contractor on board last month. Fingers crossed, early March at the latest, but we are pushing fairly close into the construction season. So I'll keep you up to date on what that's going to look like. We're also gearing up to start communications with residents. We'll be sending out a newsletter probably this month with more information about everything, but we'll also do target communications for folks who are on deck so they're not just wondering. So there's that. Also, I had the opportunity last week to go sample the sewers with Tori. It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend that. It was a very weird ride along.
Oh, okay.
Sample the Sewers with Tori.
Yep.
That's a children's book if I ever read.
Gretchen Sniff.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll leave. So we are still looking into whether or not there might be infiltration groundwater. But that was a fun experience. Highly recommend. I think from DEQ, do you have any?
Nope, nothing else.
That's it.
That's it.
If you are wanting to just, get a coffee and kibitz with waiting on federal grants to get contracts to get signed, Kevin's available. He's got slightly over a year into the one, so
18
18
months.
months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, Bridget.
They're so home.
They're
Yeah.
always come. I've
Yeah.
been.
Help me, Obi-Wan
I'll be
Kenobi.
fine.
My only hope. Public comments. Okay, it's this time is set aside for public comment on matters that are not on the agenda. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items tonight? Is everybody online? I think it's just Cindy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't Cindy has non-agenda items. All right. That brings us to approval of minutes. In front of you, Council, we have the January 20, 2026 minutes. Is there any public comment on those minutes as presented? Being none, council.
Wes did have a thing
Oh yeah,
in
what?
his email.
Yeah, Wes had a correction. We can just put into the motion if you like.
Make a motion to approve with Wes's addition.
I have a motion to approve with the correction.
I'll second it.
And the second, all those in favor? All right. I don't think we have a city court report this time.
No.
Bring us to departmental reports. First up is always Amy.
There's some public comment on your table regarding trains. We also received a donation to the cemetery for $100. That was what that little note was done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we've got that tucked away in a separate cash account in case any more come in. We can keep all those together. We've also received some comments. Not in favor of the beaver dam removal or the reduced hours at the landfill. Don't know what to do about either of those, but that's all I've got unless you have questions.
Thanks, Amy. I would say H. Bob Udick gave us some feedback that he's very in favor of the beaver dam removal right from behind his house. So, yes, he came into City Hall and I didn't see him at first. Kevin and we were looking over him, but he appeared. He went in, he was ex told us we had a problem, so we got it fixed. All right, Police Department, Chief Royce. Isn't that so much smoother, Chief Royce? Just acting Chief Royce or deputy. Oh, this is so, it's just smooth.
Good evening, everybody. Let's see. So for the month of January, there were 503 calls for service, most of them being traffic, and we conducted 26 case reports. So just in comparison from a year ago, 469 in 2025 and 21 reports. So a little busier this year. I've been exploring some grants, looking into two specific ones currently. The first one is a STEP grant. STEP is Special Traffic Enforcement Program. Basically, it is high visibility traffic. So if we get the grant, we could offer some of the officers extra overtime shifts to perhaps do DUI patrols, extra speeding, seat belt violations, things like that. So it would just be hiring somebody to run an extra shift just to work on some traffic stuff. Additionally, what it could do is fund any event that we might have. So the rodeo, we hire extra people for the rodeo. This grant money would help pay their wages for that. Same thing with the Christmas stroll, 4th of July, New Year's, anytime we add an extra shift just to help out, that money can be used for those costs. The second grant is from the USDA. Its primary focus is to help support communities that have a population of under 20,000. If you get approved, the money can be used for various types of vehicle equipment, including vehicles. So I haven't applied for any of those, either of those. Just kind of looking at them, seeing what's out there, trying to find some ways to save some money. MRDTF board meeting last week, as well as the CJCC board meeting. Additionally, last Thursday, I went to St. Andrew's Catholic Community or Catholic School and visited with kindergarten through fifth about their vocational career day. So I got to answer all kinds of questions for my elementary kids and things of that nature. So it kind of took me back to my teaching days, which was pretty fun. Kids were great. This morning I met with Steve Crawford. He is the Bureau Chief of the Narcotics and Human Trafficking Division for the Department of Criminal Investigation. We talked about ways DCI can help us with our any of our drug investigations that we conduct, which would include just traffic stops if we, found drugs in a car, needed help with warrants or gathering the drugs up. They said they would come out and help us with that. So a nice resource. He is going to come out. He and one of his staff members are going to come out in the next couple of weeks and put on a drug information training for us, kind of get us caught up on what they do, how they do it, things of that nature. So that'll be helpful. And then yesterday, Captain Jason Zander from the Helena Police Department emailed and asked us if we would like to rejoin the DUI Task Force group committee. So we were a part of that up till about a little over a year ago. We had a representative going to those meetings, and then the ball kind of got dropped, and we missed too many meetings, so we were removed from the DUI Task Force. So they are asking if we wanted to send somebody to monthly meetings for that. So I gladly accepted that, and we'll send somebody again and make sure things get handled better. So that's all I have for you. Any questions?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
All right, Public Works, Kevin.
Oh, I'll be fast. There's a couple things you guys have in my report, but the biggest thing, we set the hearing for the public meetings for future plan upgrades and also the related rate for those. So if we, you guys don't have to attend all four because the two meetings back to back will be repeats. So you guys could look at your calendars for that February 23rd and February 24th. The Mondays will be a daytime 1:10 to 11, and the evening 6 to 7, and then the March 9th and March 10th. All four of them will be just in the gym. A little bit different layout than we've done traditionally. This is going to be a little bit more of open house with some displays where people can kind of walk around and talk to individual groups and stuff. So we'll see how that goes.
At least for the first round. We're going to try it.
And if we don't like it, we'll huddle back up and change it for the next two. But that's kind of where we're at there. So I'll be reaching out to you guys just individually and seeing who's available. And we can schedule that accordingly and see who we can get. Shane's dealing with another upset out there at the plant. Basically, it's a biological issue with our clarifier that's not allowing that stuff to settle. Jeremy's working with him, also getting him some tools on ways that he can measure how much to waste or not waste. So not a big deal, just something that we're working through. And as Amy mentioned, we did get the beaver dam removed. They are doing a bunch of tree trimming down there, just the I don't know when the last time the brush was trimmed down there, but as you guys know, it's extremely overgrown. So we're using a little bit of funds that we have for tree trimming that was budgeted to get some of that out of there. And
it looks so nice.
It looks really good. You don't realize how overgrown it was until you can actually see the cricket jet down there. So
did we get some public comment from the brook trout? They're concerned about fisherman access on that. So
you guys have anything for me?
Yeah. Thanks, Kev. Kev kind of poo-pooed it there. Him, Perlinski, and Persley put a lot of work into that effort at the plant. There's a lot that went into that and a lot of thoughtful work. So they're kind of understating what they do, but it's been a lot of work. So tip of the cap to them. Next up, Chief Campbell.
Good evening, everybody. So as you all saw, I had presentations put into your thing for the run calls for our goals for the years of 2023, 2024, 2025. We were going up, and then in 2025, we had a down year, which is a good thing for us. Part of that was a very wet 4th of July season. We didn't have many wildfires when we normally have. We also lost two residents who were regulars for us for lift assists, so we're down a little bit. We're on par to come back up again this year so far. Anyway, has a question about those? Three new members on the department, Logan McLeod and Jacqueline, I'm not even going to try and slaughter her last name, both come to us with a lot of UNS experience. Logan's an EMR, was working for another agency. She was a medic back east before they moved out here. Jackie is currently a nurse paramedic. She was on the ambulance and then went back. She got her nurse degree and she wants to work with us. So we brought those guys on last week. We'll be meeting with them tonight here later on. We've kind of settled in with them. We're excited to have both of them on our department. With that, along with our new EMT that we're sending to school, by the end of May, my entire staff, but two, will be medic qualified, which we've not ever had before. So we're really excited about that. B and I have been busy down at the station doing some repair work. We have a board of things that needed to be repaired, and we've just been checking them out one at a time. It's things done. Got a couple projects that I've got to put on hold for just a little bit. I need to get the electrician in to do some things. I've already talked to him. Since he gets a few free minutes, he's going to come down and take care of that for us. It's nothing big that's going to keep us from doing anything. Our ISO preparation is going well. We've completed about half of our pre-survey paperwork. We should be able to have our inspection completed by the end of the month or the 1st of March. We're going to strip a bunch of hose off the trucks tonight and take a look at it and put it back on so we can mark that will walk off our inspections. We're also working to complete a comprehensive driving evaluation program. This is to ensure that not only our drivers have completed their mandatory drive. That they've completed their mandatory drive time, but we also want to make sure that they're skilled, involved in operating emergency vehicles, especially the bigger trucks. You can't see, there's no mirror when you're driving, so you have to be able to use your outside mirrors. It does things like backing, turning in short spaces, operating that big truck because it's 2.5 feet that you can't see in front of the truck. So we have some courses designed that are going to help us with that. The other thing is passion plunge. We'll be doing passion plunge again this year. It's okay if we build from the hydrant again. So the 14th is Passion Plunge at Town Pump on the west side of town. We'll be filling up the swimming pool so everybody can get crazy and jump in the cold water like a bunch of crazies. That is not me, but that's all I have. We'll have some questions for you.
Thank you, Chief.
Your new people, do they live in the area?
Yes, they both live in, and I get the subdivisions all screwed up. The one just north of town.
Oh, okay.
So they both.
Not Elliston.
Actually, no, one.
Highland Meadows or Vigilante. Yep.
I'm really kind of trying to cut back on people that don't live.
What's going on with you?
Trying to cut back on the people that don't live in the city proper because that doesn't really do us good for medical calls. So, but Jackie lives at 219 East Main, and Logan lives on Tam O'Shanter Court.
Highland Meadows. So.
That's it. I'm going to go strip some moves off. Y'all want to come help? I'm done.
Maybe.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Looking at this, we do not have any unfinished business. So that we are on to our first item of new business. The general contractor construction manager for the Rose Hills subdivision. Brad, we got you on this. You want to talk?
Sure. All right. I mean, do you want me to?
Yeah.
That makes plan.
I mean, we didn't have you come here. Just, I mean, you're an attractive fellow, though.
Thank you. So, yeah, this is part of the Rose Hills, the bond that you guys talked about, letting folks help come forward with that application. So, you know, as you try to meet their schedule and all work together, we're trying to make sure that we have a plan to get the design done and get the construction done that meets his time. And so I think it's Montana Code 18-2503 allows for alternate, instead of the traditional design bid build that you guys are probably used to, where we design the entire project, send it into DEQ if it requires it, get their approval, and we go to bid all at once. This allows us to kind of work with the contractor ahead of time and work through things they can be involved in, a little bit of the design process. Also just making sure that we're on budget or we know what the budgets are, and they can have some input into the construction scheduling and how things would go. So, you know, we're doing more and more of this all the time, and it's really a, you know, an effective method. So, you know, it requires a resolution, which Dan Simmons, who is Courtney's, taking over for Courtney now that she is leaving Dorsey Whitney. So that resolution and includes the proper language that allows the city to do that. This would not obligate the city to any funds. It would just allow us to pick a contractor. And we'll probably put some language, I'll consult with Dan, but it will definitely have the language in there that if the project does not move forward, or if those bonds are not passed, or if the city decides not to move forward with those bonds, that there would be no obligation there. We would just split ways. So this is just kind of following the law that says that if we're going to use this method for contracting, this alternate method, we have to have a resolution. There'll be the next step then would be an RFQ, RFP, which would set out some minimum qualifications such as bonding capacity. You know, have you been sued or any major, you know, lawsuits against your bonding company, that kind of thing. And if they check all of those boxes, they'd submit an RFP, which would include some details about how they would move forward. One of the reasons this is a little bit of attractive for this project is just that elevated water tank. It's got kind of some specialty construction. So being able to work with them through this process and have the general contractor work with the tank company would be helpful and just kind of get us from point A to point B a little bit faster. So that's what this is all about.
Thanks. Any
questions for me?
Is there any public comment on Resolution 638? Seeing none, council. You got this. You're in court.
I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve resolution number 638.
Oh, second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next up, we have a request to apply for a new Tracy Foundation grant for Youth Fun Rodeo. We have Ron Whitmore here. I'll give you a little pre before Ron gets going here. This is just the same thing as we did about a little over a year ago. We got that grant, or got the grant from them. This Ron would like to go for it. And as the grounds are in the city's name, you need us to be on board with this. But Ron will be doing the heavy lifting for the writing of the grant.
Thank you. Really deep. He just pulled a thunder. As I told Kelly just a few minutes ago, I was here 2 years ago and asked the same five people if you would do the same thing. We just need a fiscal agent that is not just a 501c3, but actually a municipality to apply for this grant. And so, like before, we'd like to ask if you'd collaborate with us. The money actually comes to the city, and Amy just wrote us a check 2 weeks ago.
Not bad.
Yeah, to spend the last $10,000. We were awarded the grant 2 years ago, but when they awarded it, they only awarded us $10,000. They said, come back when you get a little further with the project. We're a little further with the project. We're installing bleachers sometime after April. We've submitted our design to Kevin and the city, but we've been approved through Jeremy Fadness and WWC Engineering. So I think zoning and everything is covered. But what we'd like to do is just apply for the last $40,000. If you'd be willing to sign the letter that we've included tonight. We're here tonight with Ronnie Vogel. She's our treasurer. And he's tracking the money. So see this chain around my ankle? That's attached to her arm over there. So, questions? Did I explain it well enough? The letter should be helpful as well.
You good? Is there any public comment on the request to apply for the new Tracy Grant Foundation grant? Seeing none, council.
Motion we apply for the Tracy Grant.
Motion to apply.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. We'll get to that signed letter. Next up is a request to use and fee waiver of Kennedy Park for the Montana Joining Community Forces Barbecue, August 6th, 2026. Steve Garrison is here.
Well, that's Steve here, ladies and gentlemen. That's Steve Garrison. The last 2 years, we've helped picnic out there at Kennedy Park, and this pointed out beautifully. We've worked in cooperation with Kevin. I don't think there's been any problems on it, but well, I'm a cheated SOB, folks. I would just as soon spend the $100 on needy veterans than pay it for use of the park. And so that's why I'm making the request.
Makes sense. Any public comment on the request? Council.
I'll move to approve it.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
And second. All those in favor?
Aye.
There you go. Enjoy it. Again. Okay, next up, item number four, Montana Environmental Trust Group declaration of easement and amended plat for the sewer lift station. This is me on it. This is just what we already went and approved. There's been some changing in the language. Nothing that is of note, really. I wouldn't say it's even of impact. We do have Cindy here if you have questions regarding it, but the language is not in regards to easement at all. Just to the, into the, you can see the changes on there, the plat stuff and numbers and things that are technical. But as far as us getting an easement and having a, you know, lift station, the process is the same. So that is, I mean, really the gist of it. I don't have anything else really to push on this one. Is there any public comment on this request? Seeing that, council. This is the same thing we already did. We just have to be, they did some number changing.
I'll move to approve the easement.
Move to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next one is very important. As we all know, the holiday season comes upon us, and sometimes holidays fall on a Tuesday. The most important holidays. And for me, the most important holiday this year falls on a Tuesday. So I'm requesting to move the council meeting to Monday the 16th, if you guys would be so of the mind, as I'm busy on the 17th, obviously celebrating Patron Saint of Ireland.
You should do it on the 18th just to see how you're feeling.
Me and Persley have that day off already. I have a lot of appointments. Pillow doctor. That is the request. If you guys prefer to the 18th, that's fine. I'll give the 18th as well. I think it worked better for who wanted the 16th.
Amy and I voted the
16th. Amy both wanted it, and they wanted both 16th. So that's the request. Again, we are very, holidays are important. So, is there any public comment on the request? Seeing none, council. I have a motion to approve.
Second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Well, St. Urhos will be mad, but we'll do it. All right. That's it for the new business. Brings to the mayor's report. I'll be brief. We had a couple things go on. I had a quick call with, catch-up call with the trust group with Cindy. Always good to touch base with Cindy and see where they're at and things that are going down the pipe there. Kevin was a part of that as well. I don't know, he didn't put that in his report, but Kevin was a part of that, and it's always good to touch base with the trust group. Me and Pete and partially Kevin met with the legislative audit division. They wanted to speak with us about NRD and their involvement with the city. So we had things to say. I'll leave it at that. I had things to say. I think it's subsequent to that, the survey you guys got. So that's all part of that same thing. Let us think about it. And third little event, we took a tour of the slag and discussed water rights and all the pertinent things to the city. Congressman Downing and his staff came, and they all brought a piece of slag home. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they all have a fresh piece of slag now, taken back to Washington to put on their desks. So, yeah, they came in, at least took the time and concern to listen to our stuff we got going on and took time. So that was always good to see people at a federal level showing interest in our city. So that was about the three big things for me. Any questions for me? Not very exciting. All right. Councilmember reports. Councilmember Dahl.
I have nothing to report.
Councilmember Leland.
I have.
Councilmember Fife has some comment, or Feist has some comments on the table. Councilmember Ferguson.
Pete. I will stay in line and say I have nothing significant to report. Things are good with the court, and the police department's doing great, and everything's great.
That leads us to paying the bills.
I would pay the bills.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
Well, you're quick tonight.
Yeah.
I'll second.
And second, all those in favor. I will adjourn this meeting at 6:57. Hey, we have some mylars to sign, Kev.
No,
didn't get up. Okay, that didn't happen.
Yeah,
do we have?